Hear that? Up there in that tree? Oh, yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
It's me and all my homies love native manu, and it's about to start.
Yeah, no mai, hara mai, hoki mai te whānau. This is our weekly segment, Me and All My Homies Love Native Manu. And e te wiki nei, we are talking about the Tūturi Whatu, the New Zealand dotterel. And here to talk with me, as always, is the Sky Tower of my skyline. 2012's voted best Dutchman in New Zealand. Birdman 3000 is Pete Tonder.
Morena, Liv and Michelle. Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah. Good to have you, Petey. This week, guys, we are talking about the Tūturi Whatu. Pete, can you tell us about the dotterel? What is its classification?
For sure. We'll talk about two New Zealand dotterel species today. Yeah. We've got the Northern New Zealand dotterel and the Southern New Zealand dotterel.
Yeah.
And they're both endemic, only found here.
Mm.
The Southern New Zealand dotterel is critically endangered.
Yep.
They got down to 62 birds in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
They revived a bit to get up to 300, but now they've kind of dropped back to about 100, so they're very much endangered.
Yes, yep.
The northern dotterel is in better shape. It's got a sort of a recovering status with a few thousand manu, but they do rely on very active kind of protection initiatives to keep those numbers up.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, those protection initiatives help keep numbers
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, covering the two dotterel species, we couldn't find any whakatauke this week to talk about Māori relationship to Tūturi Whatu, but they're known by several names. So we've got Tūturi Whatu, Turi Whatu, Rako, Kukuruatu, Pukunui, Tūturi Whatu Pukunui. Yeah, a long list there of names. And I think there's even more where that came from. I was looking on Tiaka. And yeah, there was quite a few.
Interesting.
But yeah, Pete, this bird is very important for Ngāi Tahu. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, it's cool. Recently, about a year or so ago, they sort of partnered up with DOC and conservation groups and decided to give the Southern New Zealand dotterel its own name.
Oh, true.
Own te reo name, which is the Pukunui.
And what does Pukunui mean,
Pete? It means big belly.
So kind of like you and me, Bo.
yeah, summertime belly.
Summertime belly. Yeah.
But it's appropriate because when you see them, they do have these big pushed-out bellies, so they're quite bellyful manu.
Yeah, they definitely are. Yep. And Pete, I love asking you this question because you always give me an awesome answer. How would you describe this manu?
Well, they're fearless. They're a wee bit bonkers, but they're very lovable.
Why are they fearless?
We will get into that in terms of some of their breeding patterns.
Yes.
But everyone I know love the dotterels.
Yeah.
You just can't help but love them, really.
Yeah, they're a pretty special bird.
Yeah. And they're sort of, what's endearing, you go to the beach and then they, with their fat little bellies, they kind of do these short little sprints. and it's like sort of, I'm busy, I've got lots of important meetings, you know, gotta go, can't hang around.
Can't stop and talk, guys.
So it's rush, 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 but they do those short little sprinty bursts.
Yeah.
And that's just hard case.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Is there any reason why they're doing that kind of running around?
I think they just figured that's the easiest way to get away from people and threats. But they don't go too far, you know.
No.
They just want to go a reasonably safe distance and then they're happy to just hang around relatively close.
Yeah, definitely. And so they're pretty, well, how big are they, Pete? What do they look like?
Yeah, they're about 25 centimetres long.
Which is pretty sizable for, I think it's the largest plover bird, isn't it?
Yeah, they're decent size plover. And so
Plover,
the northern manu weigh about 146 grams, and the southern ones a bit heavier at 160 grams.
Because they've got that summer, they've got that southern weight to keep them warm.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. And they're sort of speckled brown on top, quite a nice sort of patterned feathering on top, creamy white underneath, but that turns to a sort of orangey red in autumn, early winter, as it approaches the sort of breeding season.
Yeah, of course.
And then they've got these quite solid black bills and grey legs. But their chicks, oh, they're gorgeous.
Really?
Eh?
What do the chicks look like?
Oh, they're fluffy little speckled beigey brown things. Oh, they're just so cute.
So cute. If you're just tuning in, guys, we're talking about the Tūturi Whatu, the New Zealand Dotterel, the northern and the southern Dotterel. But, yeah, so we've got a lot of a lot more northern dotterel than we do southern dotterel, don't we, Pete?
Yeah, yeah.
And so where are the northern manu living, and then where are the southern manu living?
Yeah, the northern manu, they're sort of spread around the North Island, but predominantly they're in the northern half of the North Island.
Yeah, and kind of east coast.
Yeah,
ways,
mostly east coast.
Yeah.
I have seen one or two at Port Waikato.
When we were there with you a few years ago, and we saw dotterel at the mouth.
Yeah, there's a few that a few nest there actually at times, and they tape it off and look after them.
Yeah.
And the southern manu, they used to be throughout the South Island, but they're now restricted to Rakiura, Stewart Island, and that's because the mainland manu, they're just wiped out by predators.
Yeah, which is pretty sad, eh?
Yeah, it is.
The kind of wide-reaching harms of colonisation and the introduction of so many pests.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been awful for tangata whenua and also awful for te taiao and our taonga species that we have here, losing their land and their spaces that they typically inhabit.
But our challenge is to do something about
it. Yeah, absolutely.
And look after them and, you know.
Yeah, take up the weddle.
Yeah.
So mostly east coast and Rakiura. And what are they eating, Pete? What are they having a little snacky la la?
Yeah, they're pretty wide range of food on the menu. small marine land insects, small fish, sandhoppers.
What is a sandhopper?
When you go to some beaches and you dig in the sand, you'll see these little things. They're like massive fleas, and they just leap about it.
I know exactly what
you
mean.
A foot out of the sand, and there's lots of them, and they're pretty harmless. But so they eat those. They eat small mussels, and then when they're sort of feeding on grass, they sort of look for worms or crickets or flies or beetles. So they've got a pretty broad range.
Yeah, that is a pretty broad range, like being able to eat insects, but also fish, mussels, and then worms and stuff. Damn, they're not holding back, which is good. I love to see a dotterel getting her meal, you know, getting her feed on. And breeding patterns, Pete, I know that they form monogamous pairs.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, they do, but occasionally, I found this interesting. Occasionally a pair of wahine get together.
Lesbians.
And they form a double act nest. Like they have like 4 to 6 eggs and they share the nest.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I think they've sort of said the blokes have done their job. We don't like them much. We'll just do our own business.
And God, isn't that just a bloody metaphor for life, isn't it? Let's go lesbians and communal living with the wahine.
Absolutely.
I love that so much.
But normally there's about 3 eggs in the nest. And the southern manu, they nest on Rakiura on the exposed subalpine herb fields and high rocky areas above the tree line.
Okay.
They nest in little rocky hollows and they've got lots of lining.
So they're building all that lining in there?
Yeah. But the northern manu, they're a bit like the taranui. They just make these little scrapes in the sand. And they throw a few little twigs, if they can be bothered.
Yeah.
And they just lay their eggs in the sand there.
Yeah. So, their nests are then very, what's the word, vulnerable to pests and stuff.
Definitely.
We'll get into that soon.
Yep. So it takes about 28, 30 days to hatch.
Yeah.
And then they fledge after about 40 or 50 days.
Okay, so it's not super long period compared to the, what we were, tortoise we were talking about last week. That was on the nest for.
That was most of the year.
Yeah, most of the year. And Pete, you mentioned a very special behaviour that the Manu do. We call it the broken wing behaviour.
Yeah, and it's very cool. And I've seen it happen. You walk along the beach, if you're close to a nest, then the parent, it sort of drags its one wing out and it sort of hops along and acts like it's got this broken wing and it's injured. So your attention goes on the broken wing.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, and so you follow it and then it leads you away from the nest. And then when
That's
it gets
clever.
To safe distance, it says, sucker, and flies away and circles back to the nest.
Yeah,
very cool.
I love that. I love that. I love the adaptations our manu have to deter humans. And, yeah, I think that's a really, really special behaviour.
Yeah.
But in terms of urban living, people kind of adapted quite well to living
They're
here.
Crazy. This is the bonkers bit.
Had a text in, there are a pair of dotterels at Westgate Albany car park.
Yeah, that's what they do. And like in Tamaki Makaurau, they often choose construction sites, crazy busy places. Like when the northern busway was being built, the manu nested on a grassed area in the middle of a new motorway interchange. And
that's
then they also
crazy.
Nested on the grass just beside the motorway. And you think, what the hecker? But actually, it's very clever because it's naturally protected by all the motorway traffic.
Yeah.
So the dogs, the cats, the rats and stoats, they don't like to cross the motorway system. So it's a naturally protected area. They've figured out.
Yeah, they're so smart.
That's cool.
Birds.
And then the other place they breed is Auckland Airport. On the grass between the plane runways.
That is just ballistic to me. I can't believe that they do that.
But then again, the protective fences all around the airport, so dogs, cats don't get in. They've got a very rigid biosecurity rodent pest control system.
That's actually so true.
So it's a beautifully protected area. But the thing that I... How the hell do they sleep at night?
That's what I'm thinking as well. That's
but I did,
bloody
I did,
loud.
I did,
and for the little babies as well.
I did hear Air New Zealand were investing in these little noise cancelling earmuffs to fit on the chicks.
Did you?
Nah.
Little dad
but
joke here for
like,
you guys.
It seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, that would
you
be
You could
cool.
channel a bit of blues into there and they could groove to that.
Yeah, that would be nice. play them some waiata. And lastly, we want to talk about threats, and obviously there's a lot because of the nesting patterns of the northern manu.
Yeah.
But just like human behaviour in general, you can talk to this.
Yeah,
Pete.
All the usual suspects, the stoats, the possums, feral cats are massive in Rakiura.
Yeah.
Rats, four-wheel drive vehicles, you know, those, they just drive over and they can crush the nest.
Guys, please stop driving on the beach near the dunes.
There's places you can go, but when you're going around sort of spit areas or the higher sand areas above the high tide line, that's where the nesting's going to be.
Exactly.
So stay to the lower areas and areas where there's no nesting.
Yeah, stay close to the shore.
Yep. You know, the northern manu, there's a lot of coast care volunteering groups that tape off the nest sites and they monitor them.
Yeah.
But their survival, it kind of depends on that help, because without that, their survival rates are quite low.
Yeah. And we've seen how effective, you know, the conservation programs are with Southern Dotterel, you know, had a population of 62. And now it's gone up, but it's come down again as well.
Yeah, I think the big hope in the future, they're working hard at making Rakiura predator free.
That would be
and
awesome.
And that's the long-term strategy for, there's a lot of Tonga species on Rakiura, and if they achieve that, then everything's going to survive and thrive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Let's start. Big ups, Rakiura. We can, I don't know, maybe we should talk to someone from there and talk about their
predator. Oh, they're onto it. They're onto it. Yep. They got some pretty big funders behind them.
Good.
And it seems like the community's right behind it and Naitahu right behind it. So it's got great support.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. There and on Aotea as well. That's kind of next on the list for me.
It's on Beatonda's predator-free list.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Rakiura and then Aotea.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, Pete. Thanks for coming in. This is such a special bird. We've been talking about the Tūturi Whatū, the New Zealand dotterel, the northern and the southern species. Yeah. And you've got a song to play for us, Pete. What's the waiata today?
Kind of big-bellied birds. had to be the Fat Freddies drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I chose Rhodey. It's just a feel-good song for this kind of lovable manu, summer-type song.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks, Pete. I'll see you next week, brother.
All right.
Thanks.
Kia ora.
So good when I know you're skanking with me. So good when I know you're skanking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good when I know you're rocking with me. So good when I know you're rocking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good.
So good.
Microphone. Who's that? Fat Freddy's me, we all up in the zone. Special editions of Fallon's daughter, I'm self-created. I had a plan to elevate and so I elevated. Up in the sky, the heavens going far beyond. Expectations for myself and where I came from. Open your eyes and take a look at what's before you now. You didn't know how to do it, yo, let I show you how. I got the lyrics and I've got the beats. Put it all together, collaboration complete, no defeat. Hey, even if you don't like us, you will just do it
for the love. We do it for the love of music.
Do it for the love of music.
Do it for the love of music. Do it.
do it for the love of music, boys.
Isn't that beautiful?
That was me and all my homies love Native Manu, only on 95 BFM.